Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So this was all over the news this past weekend.
A neighbor called the sheriff's office after finding a man dead inside this home. Now, when deputies arrived here, they also discovered more than 100 venomous and non-venomous snakes. Yes, you heard that right.
I want to just say here that I find it amazing that the helicopter is circling overhead. That audio was so much longer. There's a helicopter circling overhead, and all I can think of is the cops are in the helicopter because they're like, snakes? No, I'm not going down there, man. There's snakes down there. Did anybody see any leave?
At the last count, they found that there was 125 individual snakes in that home with the man. And then they had to go far because, of course, what did the neighbors do? The neighbors freaked out.
Sure.
They're like, this dude's got 125 snakes in his house. And here's what they said.
That's exactly what Animal Control wants to make clear, that there is no public safety threat here. There's no evidence that any snakes escaped or are out here, so everyone shouldn't worry about this.
They just want to tell the neighbors that so they don't burn the house down like the old Salem witch trials or something. Be like, it's all gotta go. All gotta go.
If you found out that your neighbor had like 125 snakes in their home, what would you do? Would you freak out? Because I'll tell you something. My neighbors breed ball python snakes, and I remember, and I love them. I think they're the coolest people.
It's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
When you told me this, I couldn't believe it. I'm not a snake guy. I mean, I'm all for nature, and if you love snakes, hey, that's cool, but don't bring it over to my house or anything like that. I'm not that guy.
They brought over a snake for a Halloween, to my Halloween party. I put it around my neck like I was Britney Spears.
No, thank you.
They're big. But when they first told me, I'll never forget, I was like, what? I thought she was kidding.
Right.
And she was like, no, we breed ball python snakes. Like, that's what we do. And I was like, wait a minute. In your house, which is two houses down from mine, where you have like over 40 snakes. And she's like, yeah. And I could not believe it. But I started thinking about it. I'm like, I trust them. I know they know what they're doing. I'm relatively certain those snakes are secure. But the thought of, well, what if they got out? What would they be able to get out? So my daughter and I concocted a plan to try to see if it would be possible to get them to come out of the house.
So that house has a million snakes inside.
So we're going to try to get them to come out. Hayden, play the music.
Okay.
Hold it up. Towards the house. Hold it up towards the house.
Yeah, good. Good idea. It's strange to say anything.
You sure on YouTube this was the number one music to get snakes to charm? Charming snakes?
I mean, it says snake charmer flu, and it has a guy, with dancing snakes.
Yeah, that's got to be the right one. I hear dogs barking. Maybe it's working.
Maybe not.
All the dogs in our neighborhood were going crazy as we're blasting this music outside towards the house. Now, I checked the yard several times. Well, I sent the kids out to check the yard several times. I mean, I armed them
with
brooms.
Should have got a helicopter.
Right.
Should have done.
There were no snakes that were in our yard by last night around 9 o'clock when we finally all went to bed. So I'm not sure if it worked, but I'm going to say probably the neighbors just have them very well secure. They were probably trying busting out at the seams.
You know what the dogs were saying? They were saying, don't let them snakes out.
Right.
Don't let them snakes out. Are you crazy? You're waking the snakes.